Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Rich Galen back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back almost 10 years, and he is the publisher of Mullings.com, which is a thrice-weekly cyber column that I encourage you to check out. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion, and he joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about all things politics. And as you can imagine, this week we're talking about the election. Rich Galen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, my friend. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Now, as a Republican, Rich, how are you feeling right now?
Well, I went out and bought lottery tickets, and I cashed out my 401k and went long oil. I went through 1994, although I wasn't as intimately involved in 1994, which is the year that Gingrich organized the takeover of the House at that time for the
with the Contract for America.
Yeah. But I get way more credit than I deserve, because I deserve none, because at that time I worked for a company called EDS, which was Ross Perot's old company. I was working out of the Middle East, but I was there for election night that time, and I was with Newt for election night Tuesday night, and I can tell you he was just as excited Tuesday night and just as moved by the whole operation.
How historic was Tuesday?
Put it in perspective for us. I can tell you, I mean, just from
politically speaking.
Yeah, it's the first time since World War II that, that's how far back this goes, that Republicans will have north of 240 seats. I mean, when Republicans have taken over, which they did in 46, then again in 52, and then again in 94, it was always with a relatively small majority.
And the Democrats haven't had less than 200 representatives in longer than that, right?
Oh yeah, oh forever. When I first came back to Washington in 1996, Jim, I sat down, Newt was Speaker, and I came back because there was what we called the shutdown fight between Gingrich and Bill Clinton.
Right.
And I got brought back in, and I sat down with one of Tip O'Neill's senior guys that was an acquaintance of mine, and over the years has become a friend of mine. And I said, because I was looking for a way to make Gingrich more efficient in terms of his time, and I said, how did Tip O'Neill spend his day? And the guy looked at me like I'd grown a hand out of my forehead. He said, he spent his day managing the coalition, managing the caucus. So he had guys from the Bronx, and he had Democrats from Mississippi. Remember back in those days, you couldn't be a Republican and be from the South. They didn't have any of them. And these numbers were enormous. One year, I remember we had right after the Watergate year, I think we were down to 149 members of the House, Republican.
Right.
You could meet, in a closet. So now, to see where this thing has gone now is just breathtaking.
A lot of people, and we know about the House, it's going to be somewhere in the 60s gain.
Yeah,
we know about the Senate, five or six or so. We don't know exactly what the final number is going to be. And we know what the majorities are going to be. And we know that that there were a couple of handful of Republican state houses where the governorships went over to Republican that formerly had been Democrat.
Yeah, I think that's more than a handful. I think I could get to 10 or 11.
Well, that's 10. I mean, I've got five fingers on each hand. Rich. So I'm thinking, I'm trying to be, in case I didn't want you to pin me down. So okay, 10, Rich. But I think the thing that's going to be shocking to people is, if they haven't seen this, is how many state houses, state legislatures, the control switched from Democrat to Republican.
Yeah, and what happens? If you look at the map, it does look like a map of Europe with England on one end, California,
right.
and, and you know, Czechoslovakia on the other end, you know, the old Warsaw Pact countries on the other end,
it's,
but everything
it's,
else in the
it's,
middle.
It's amazing looking at that map.
The and here's the long-term impact, of course, is that, you know, we just had a census, and the Constitution requires that every 10 years we have a census, and following the census, that the that the Congress be reapportioned and redistricted. Reapportionment
right.
means that a state like Ohio, which has lost a population,
right.
will lose two seats, and those seats will go somewhere else, probably Texas, which
Texas,
is going to gain
yeah.
two seats.
Uh-huh.
You do that all the way across the country because you got to come up with...
And that's going to happen the next 2 years?
Oh, that'll happen, yes. It'll happen starting, you know, right in
I mean, this is a bigger nightmare than if they... I mean, if they could have lost the Senate and not lost these state legislatures, that would have been a better deal for Obama, wouldn't it?
Oh, way better, because
yeah.
then what happens is the state legislatures. I mean, that the
yeah.
first part's done by the census. The second part...
Rich, I got to stop you. We got to wrap it up. You know how this works. Quick break, folks. Stay with me. Big week for the Republicans. No question. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.